once again, we present Our Gal Sunday. The story of an orphan girl named Sunday from the little mining town of Silver Creek, Colorado, who in young womanhood married England's richest, most handsome lord, Lord Henry Brentford. The story that asks the question, can this girl from a little mining town in the West find happiness as the wife of a wealthy and titled Englishman? If you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, try Anacin. You'll be amazed at what it does. Many people who have taken it will tell you, I'm quite sure, that its effectiveness and incredibly fast action are simply astounding. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. Many people listening to me now have at some time or other had an envelope containing Anacin tablets given them either by their dentist or physician. These people know it gives incredibly fast relief. So if you want really fast relief from headache, neuritis, or neuralgia pain, try Anacin. For most effective relief, use only as directed. It's spelled A-N-A-C-I-N, and you can get it at any drug counter. And now, Our Gal Sunday. Sunday has been the target of Charlotte Abbott's vicious gossip. Ever since Kevin Bromfield, Sunday and Lord Henry's young lawyer friend, came to Fairbrook to help Sunday out of a difficult situation. But this morning, after a visit from Marcia Gordon, who has just returned to Fairbrook, Sunday felt as if a weight had been lifted from her shoulders, as she said to Lord Henry.
Henry, Kevin told us one of the reasons he came to Fairbrook is because of Marcia Gordon. I was sure he'd met some nice girl in New York and fallen in love with her. And now I'm certain of it. I'm certain that girl is Marcia Gordon.
But Sunday wouldn't feel so relieved if at this moment she could see Kevin Bromfield as he faces Marcia Gordon in the lobby of the local inn. And here's Marcia saying to him.
Look at me, Kevin. What you're saying is that you don't return my feeling.
I'm sorry, Marcia. I'm fond of you. I always will be.
Fond of me. But you don't love me. Kevin, is there someone else? Is that it?
Yes.
I see. You're going to marry someone else. You're engaged to some girl.
I'm not engaged to anyone. I never will be.
But you just said...
Look, let's drop the subject, Marcia, shall we? Is your car outside? If not, I'll call a cab.
My car is out in front.
Well, then I'll take you to it.
All right.
And Marcia, please... Please don't look like that.
Kevin, you're talking in riddles. You're not making sense. You say there's someone you love, but you're not engaged to her. You don't intend to marry her.
Here, I'll get the door.
Who is she, Kevin? And why can't you marry her?
Well, there are reasons, Marcia. Reasons I'd rather not go into.
What reasons? Isn't she in love with you?
No. There's only one man in her life. From the first moment I met her, I knew I'd never have a chance with her. I knew I'd be utterly foolish to care for her. The situation was so hopeless.
Have you told her how you feel?
No, and I probably never will. I don't think she even suspects it. If she did, well, she'd never see me again. She's that kind of a person. She's loyal, honest, and devoted to the man she loves.
Then, Kevin...
Yes, Marcia?
Never mind. I'm not going to say any more. I've made enough of a fool of myself as it is.
You haven't made a fool of yourself, Marcia.
Any girl who falls in love with a man who doesn't care about her is a fool. Why didn't I recognize the warning signal? When you stopped coming to the house, when you stopped telephoning me, I should have realized it was over.
I never felt anything but friendship for you, Marcia. Surely you knew that.
Well, I know it now. You were being kind to me for Father's sake. Kind? What a stupid word that is.
Marcia, don't.
Actually, you weren't kind at all. It would have been much kinder never to have taken me out. Never to have asked me for that first date. I'm going home now. I'll tell Mother you'll be at Birchwood about 3 o'clock.
Marcia.
Goodbye, Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin Bromfield.
Huh?
Over here, Kevin.
Oh. Why, Sunday, Lord Henry, I didn't see your car pull up.
We saw you talking to Marcia Gordon and didn't want to interrupt. How are you?
Well, right now, I feel rather ashamed of myself.
Why, Kevin, what do you mean?
Sunday, it isn't something I care to talk about.
Well, what you need is to get away from the inn for a while. Sunday and I are driving over to my airport project. How about joining us?
Why,
I haven't had a chance to show you the new airport. Be ready for use in a few days. I'd like to come on a tour of inspection.
Do come with us, Kevin. We'd love to have you.
Well, I'd like to, but the fact is I have to be over to... Well, I have to be at Birchwood at 3 o'clock.
Oh, well, Birchwood is only a mile from the airport. After you've seen it, Sunday can drive you over there. You wouldn't mind, would you, Donnie?
Oh, I'd be glad to, Kevin.
Well, why not? All right, I'll accept your invitation.
Now, about an hour later, having seen the airport, Sunday is driving Kevin towards Birchwood, Marshal Gordon's home. And Kevin is saying...
That's quite an airport Lord Henry's built, Sunday. He's to be congratulated.
Isn't it wonderful, Kevin? Fairbrook has needed a private airport for years, ever since it's become such a popular resort.
You must be very proud of Lord Henry.
I've always been proud of him. He's never had to work. And yet, in spite of his money, he's never been content to sit back and do nothing. Henry isn't happy unless he's really accomplishing something.
Well, that's hardly a rare quality, Sunday. Don't all of us want a feeling of accomplishment?
Yes, of course that's true. And you've certainly done a lot in your field. Kevin, is anything wrong?
Wrong? What makes you ask?
Ever since Henry and I picked you up at the inn, you've seemed preoccupied.
I've had a problem on my mind.
Are you worried about your visit to Birchwood?
Well, it's not going to be pleasant. I've never found Marcia's mother an easy person to get along with. The sooner I get this matter settled, the better. I guess I should have cleared it up the first day I was in town, but I kept putting it off.
From what you said last night, Kevin, I gather this has something to do with Marcia Gordon.
It has everything to do with her. Sunday, how well do you know Marcia?
Why, she and her parents spend every summer in Fairbrook, far back as I can remember. Marcia used to drop in quite often at Black Swan Hall.
Well, she had a pretty bad shock when her mother married again so soon after her father's death. Sunday, I owe a lot to Marcia's father, Wilfred Gordon, and because of that, I feel a certain responsibility to Marcia.
A certain responsibility?
And she's a strange girl, much too intense. Sunday, I've been thinking you might be able to help her.
Help her? In what way, Kevin?
By introducing her to a few young people here in town. Marcia doesn't make friends easily, and she needs friends desperately, now of all times.
Why, Kevin, I'll be glad to do that. But I took it for granted that you'd be here in town.
Well, I'll be busy with the Kenyon case. I won't be seeing Marcia Gordon. Sunday, I'd appreciate it if you'd kind of take her under your wing for a while. I'd consider it a personal favor.
Sunday looks at Kevin in surprise. This is hardly the reaction she expected. He has not mentioned his love for Marcia or any plans for their future together. Meanwhile, Elaine Crail is in her room at Birchwood when the door is flung open by her daughter.
Oh, Mother. Marcia, you startled me. When will you learn to knock instead of bursting in like that?
I'm sorry, Mother.
And while we're on the subject, Marcia, dear, I do wish you'd call me Elaine. I mean, Mother makes me sound so ancient. And I'm not really, you know.
You are my mother. I couldn't call you anything else.
Sometimes you can be so difficult, Marcia. Just like your father. Kevin Bromfield will be here any minute now.
So he will.
I'm still rather hazy about it, Marcia. You say Kevin is in town, that he's coming here to discuss a very important matter?
Yes. He wanted to be sure both of us would be at home this afternoon.
I must say, he's being very mysterious about it all.
Mother, do you suppose it has something to do with father?
No. I mean, Kevin never handled any of Wilfred's business matters. Can't possibly be anything like that. Possibly you misunderstood Kevin.
Misunderstood?
He meant he's coming here to see you, not me.
I didn't misunderstand him, Mother.
Oh, but you must have, dear. I'm sure that's it. Kevin's such a nice young man. He'd make a perfect husband for you, Marcia. He's well off financially. He's dependable.
Stop it. Stop it, Mother.
What? My darling, what have I said?
Kevin isn't in love with me.
How do you know he isn't? He saw a great deal of you a few months ago in New York. Obviously, you're the reason he came to Fairbrook.
He was never interested in me.
How do you know?
Because he told me so. Well, not in so many words, but the idea was perfectly clear. We met in the lobby of the inn. Oh, Mother, I can't talk about it. I don't even want to see Kevin when he gets here.
Marcia. Your trouble is that you give up too easily. Make him fall in love with you.
Well, how can I when he's in love with someone else? Who is the girl? He didn't tell me her name, but he's apparently been in love with her for a long time. She doesn't even know it. She's married to someone else, but that doesn't change the way he feels. Don't you see? I haven't got a chance in the world.
Only cowards accept defeat that easily, Marcia. If you really want Kevin Bromfield, then fight for him.
How can I fight a thing like this?
Oh, Marcia, don't be a little idiot. Now, suppose we think this out. You've one good thing on your side. Kevin's indebtedness to your father. Wilfred did a great deal for that young man, and I'm sure Kevin is well aware of it. His sense of obligation could be a weapon in your hand. Did I hear a car turn into the drive? Go over to the window and see if that's your young man, Marcia.
Yes. Yes, there's a car stopping. Kevin's getting out.
Ah. In a moment, he'll ring the bell.
Only he isn't alone. There's someone with him.
Someone with him?
Yes, Mother. It's Lady Brinthrop. Why has Kevin brought Sunday with him? Why is she here?
Marcia's voice has a sudden edge to it. Has Kevin made a serious mistake in being driven to Birchwood by our gal, Sunday? I want to ask every one of you who has suffered the pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia, wouldn't you be glad to know about a way that gives the fast and effective relief you want? I'm sure you would, and for this reason, suggest that you try Anacin. Many people who have taken it will tell you, I feel sure, that the relief it brings is little short of astonishing. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have been given a package containing Anacin tablets by their own dentists or physicians. Thus, in taking Anacin, you're following sound principles. Try it the next time you want incredibly fast relief from the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. Try it on this guarantee. If the first few Anacin tablets do not give you all the relief you want, as fast as you want it, return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. Most effective relief is only as directed. Anacin is sold at all drug counters in the United States and Canada and comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. This is Ed Fleming saying goodbye until Monday at this same time for Our Gal Sunday and the Whitehall Pharmacal Company, makers of Anacin and many other dependable, high-quality drug products. Stop tooth decay and unpleasing breath. Yes, stop tooth decay and unpleasing breath that breeds between the teeth.
Use Colonos toothpaste with dental floss action.
Now, Colonos gives you dental floss action. That is, sends thousands of cleansing bubbles to help dislodge bits of food that can cause unpleasing breath. Foamy, refreshing Colonos brightens teeth by removing ordinary yellow surface stains. Helps stop tooth decay.
Get Colonos toothpaste with dental floss action today.
Our Gal Sunday will be on the air at this same time Monday.